It's Wednesday, August 1st, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A North Korean family, which was preparing to escape to South Korea, was arrested and interrogated by members of the Ministry of State Security last month, reports DailyNK.com. The woman confessed to calling her husband a defector 9 times in the previous month, who added that, quote, attempting to defect and calling someone in South Korea are both severe crimes, end quote. In their reform of the criminal code in 2015, the North Korean authorities added the, quote, crime of making illegal international calls, end quote, that would result in a sentence of 1 year in a labor camp or up to 5 years in a labor reform camp. The North Korean agents had installed monitoring devices near the woman's house. After recording her conversations with her husband over 3 days, they arrested her during the middle of a call. Satellite imagery gathered by U.S. intelligence agencies indicates that North Korea is building new ballistic missiles at a factory just outside its capital, according to the Washington Post. The report follows last month's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, after which Trump hailed in a tweet that, quote, there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, end quote. One of President's chief legal advisors, Jay Sekulow, has confirmed that the White House is absolutely committed to getting Pastor Andrew Brunson released from Turkey, where he has been in prison for almost 2 years, reports Fox News Channel.
I will tell you, the president has been incredibly engaged directly securing his release, and the president has told me on numerous occasions that the president is not resting until our client, Andrew Brunson, pastor for 23 years in Turkey, is returned to the United States.
Turkish President Erdogan firmly urged the U.S. to shift its attitude if it wanted to keep Turkey as a, quote, strong and sincere partner. You cannot make Turkey take a step back with sanctions. They need to know the following. We are not tied with an umbilical cord to the U.S., end quote. An Aeromexico plane with 101 people on board crashed in flames yesterday near an airport in northern Mexico, leaving 85 people injured, 2 of them critically, reports ABC. The pilot was trying to abort takeoff from Durango International Airport due to bad weather, but did so too late and crashed in an area of scrubland at the end of the runway. Former Democratic Senator Al Franken of Minnesota appears to be flirting with running for his old U.S. Senate seat after he resigned in disgrace over sexual harassment charges, reports WCCO-TV.
Will you run for office again?
If I say anything there, you'll put it in the story. So I haven't ruled it out.
Sounds like the alumnus from Saturday Night Live is definitely